kind of like Lee said, I just really this evening haven't got a whole lot on her heart to read this evening. Had a just one scripture really been on my heart, over in the book of Proverbs, and it's a familiar scripture, and being totally honest, not just saying this to say it, we might just read it and that'll be it. I don't know, but we just had maybe just a thought or so on it there. Thank you, Jay. But I ain't gonna say a lot here, but just start out by reading it in the 29th chapter, the book of Proverbs. Just going to read the second verse, and I know it's probably familiar to us. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And like I say, just that one verse is all that's on her heart. But I have thought just a little on it. You get to looking at it, and I guess I thought a little bit about David as I was thinking about this and David's life. He was king over Israel, and you know, you'd look at that and you'd say, okay, well, David was a righteous man that ruled righteously, and the people, you know, they rejoiced in those times. But I guess where the Lord had my heart, as I got to kind of maybe looking at it just a little bit more personal in David's life, got down to just between him and God. And you know, David was a man that was a man after God's own heart. He loved the Lord. I mean, there's no question in how much David loved the Lord. You read the Psalms, you look at David's life, you look at the stands he took. At different opportunities he had when he stood before Goliath, you know, and there was a cause in David's life. And you look at those things and you think on them and think about, you know, the time when David stood for the Lord, when David stood for God and stood in power and the demonstration of his love that he had for God. And David was a happy man. David rejoiced in those times. David was a man that had joy in his life. He, just like I guess we were talking there before service, you can see in David's life where as a natural man, he was up, he was down, he was up, he was down. But the times that David had his most rejoicing in his life was when he was fighting for the Lord and when he was going strong for God. And you find them places whenever he may have let his heart get away from him. And I thought about when David stayed in from the battle. And he stayed on the rooftop. And he got to looking around and he let his eyes wander. And he saw Bathsheba. You know, and in his scripture here, as I got to think about it, you know, it says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And I guess I got to looking at David's life and thinking about all the victories he had. And when all that was going on in his life, God had authority in his life. God was the rule of his life. And he was overcoming, he was conquering, and through every bit of it, you know, you follow David's life and think about he had goals and he had aspirations, I guess is the word maybe I'm looking for Israel. And when he was working towards them things, and I just, like I say, you just bear with me, I got to thinking about his life and got to seeing David wanted to see the Ark of God come back into Israel. He wanted to see the glory of the Lord come back into God's people. And when he was working towards that, he got a little overzealous and tried to make a cart one time and tried to get it back. And when David realized, you know, that he was getting ahead of God and trying to do things the wrong way, he repented of it. He backed up. It costed him. He costed Uzzah, or however you say his name, cost him his life over there that day. But David was just being a little overzealous at that time. But you find where David got and found himself in a place to where that the ark of God was getting moved back in to God's people. And when God had that authority in his life and David wasn't trying, you see, when David wasn't doing what David thought, if you had it, when God had the authority, when God was leading in his life, then he could rejoice. But in the times when David tried to take the reins, when David tried to lead in it, then it's just like the scripture said, when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And you can see the times in David's life, and you can find several of them, just like you could go back through my life. But I use David as an example because of the Word of God. You find those places where David, which would be our old flesh, the wicked part of our minds, our thoughts, maybe going forward trying to do something but doing it within ourselves. When David done that, the people mourned. You see, it cost a man his life when David was wanting to get the ark of God back into to Israel over there, and the wicked one, which was David's old flesh, when it took hold and tried to do it, it cost people more. It costed lives. And we can have a zeal. The Bible talks about having a zeal for God. And we can have that, but it's got to be of the Lord. Anytime that it's anything else, our old carnal mind or our old natural man, then we're going to cause people to mourn. We're going to mourn within ourselves. But I thought on that, you get into where David, when that ark got handled right and it got brought back into the people of God the right way. I thought about David, Bobby, he come a dancing through there. He was a rejoicing man, homie. He was happy, and why was that? Because God had authority in his life. Because the righteous one had authority in his life. If we want to rejoice for God, then we've got to let God have the authority in our life. We've got a nation today, and I ain't getting at politics, but I am going to talk about things I can see. You got people fighting over the power of the United States right now. You got people fighting over wanting to be in authority over all these different things right now. And they're causing more trouble and more turmoil than anything I've ever seen in my life. Our flesh, the Bible talks about it's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. It's a constant battle. And you know what? When that battle's going on, and you can't decide if you want to be lukewarm, you can't decide if you want to be hot or cold, it's just turmoil. It's just trouble. As the Lord said, if it's lukewarm, he'd spew us out. You know what God wants? He wants the church to decide who's in authority. If we want to rejoice down at the house of God, if we want to rejoice spiritually in our life, we better decide that the righteous one is in authority in our life. It's the only way we'll rejoice, Evan. We better decide who's God. Are we going to listen to our flesh? Are we going to follow after man? Or are we going to follow after God? It's plain, and there's plenty of evidence down through time. There again, I'm using David. He got out of the battle and got his eyes where it shouldn't have been. And he let that old wicked one have authority in his life. And the next thing you see, you follow David's paths, and he was in mourning. Once that the word had came and found David through Nathan, and he goes over, and that child, after all these things he had done, and that child Bathsheba was a carrier, and was struggling for that child that was born unto her was struggling for life. David walked
wandered around and he mourned and he wept and he couldn't find no peace. He didn't eat. He didn't wash. He was miserable. All because he let the wicked one have authority in his life for just a moment.
When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We let our old flesh take hold.
It causes mourning. It causes sorrow.
There came a time when David seen that child had passed.
There's a whole lot that's failed. I have failed. I have come short. There's probably not a one of us in here sitting here tonight that has not failed and not come short of the glory of God.
Do you know what the devil would like to do?
He likes to point out just how sorry you are.
And he likes to remind you
of every failure you've ever had, every time you tried to do right and ended up doing wrong. Wonder how many times old David thought about Uzzah over there when he reached up and that ark stumbled. And Uzzah reached up and he put his hand on that thing and died over there. David got upset over that. Wonder how many times he blamed himself. How many times he let the devil bring that back to his mind. He wanted him to quit. He wanted him to stop. There's a great thing about David that wasn't in the heart of Saul. Saul was a stubborn man that was unwilling to repent. Unwilling to admit when he was wrong. Did you find the one thing, and I believe that's one of the reasons there that the Lord said that he was a man after God's own heart. Do you think God expected David to always be perfect in his flesh? He knew what he was. You think God expects us to be perfect? He knows what we are. I think He expects our heart to desire to be perfect. I think He expects us to want that as a born-again child of God. But He knows and realizes that we're our failures. Do you know why David was a man after God's own heart, Tommy? Every time he failed, you find him repenting. Every time he got shown to you, David, you went the wrong way. David, you done the wrong thing. You know where you find him? Repent. Sometimes it'd be he messed up, and the Lord would show him and be quick. Other times, you can follow on down there when he was up on that housetop and he sinned. There was a lot of other sins that happened in between there. It was a period of time. But when the word of the Lord came to him, David found repentance in his life. God don't expect us to be perfect, but He expects us to want to please Him. You know, when David knew that he was the strongest in his life, when he was with the Lord, he knew that it took the authority of God on his life for him to ever have peace and joy. Read some of the Psalms. It proves it. But his heart would get overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. What does David know? He knows that it takes the authority of God in his life for him to rejoice. You know what it takes for the church to rejoice anymore? And forever, it's always been that way. It takes the authority of God on our life.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
You don't want to know why? Sometimes we get down in this dim old depressive states in our life and we waller and we roll and we wander.
We're letting this old wicked one bear rule. We're letting it bring up everything we've ever done from the time we've been saved up till now. We let this old wicked one just throw that up, tell us how sorry we are and how no good we are. There's one thing about it. When you go to reminding yourself how sorry you are, it's not a lie. But remind yourself of how good God is.
When your heart gets overwhelmed, just get led to the rock. It's higher than you are.
That's the one place I can rejoice in church. I can sit and look at how sorry I am all day long. And I mourn. And I just weep. And I just be all depressed. But I can look at how good the righteous one is. And I can rejoice.
Just like we were talking before church, I'm glad I've got hope.
I'm glad I've got something more than this life can offer. These things tearing people's lives apart left and right today. Wealthy people, you remember when the death angel went through over in Egypt? God's no respecter of persons. That death angel came to those down in the dungeons all the way to Pharaoh's house. There's a plague going through our land right now, and it ain't sparing nobody. You think I'm talking about COVID? I'm talking about sin. I'm talking about sin. There's a plague going through, and it's right down in the lowest of the lowest house, and it's right up in the highest of the highest house. And death is coming on every life. And there's coming a day in our, those plagues over there, and that day they touched. If you go read those things, they touched every life in that area. But you know the people of God down there, they did not suffer through those. But when the death angel come by, it come by everybody's house. And the blood should be on the doorposts and the lintels for that to pass over.
There's a plague coming through our land today.
And there's a judgment coming right behind it. And it's going to be required of every household that the blood be applied.
We better show that God is in authority, that the righteous is in authority in our life.
You know how rejoicing it was?
There were screams as poor Miss went out over in that day, Gina.
There was life lost because the blood wasn't applied. I know you have all heard that song, "Is the Blood Still There?" Can't you imagine the joy in those houses down there when the death angel passed by because of saw the blood? Can't you just imagine the joy that filled those houses?
That's the same joy me and you can have today.
We can rejoice in the time of death, in the time of judgment,
if we have let God have authority in our life.
But you want to talk about a day of mourning when you let the wicked bear rule in your life.
And if you're lost and have never had that blood applied to your life,
go to hell, Conley. You talk about a day of mourning that will never end.
An eternity of screaming in the torments of hell.
I'm thankful for the authority of God on my life. I'm glad I'm saved, Melba Peak.
If I get took out of here, if I trip and fall off this up here at this pulpit, break my neck, it's all right.
But I want to let God have authority in my life. And that's the only way I'll be able to rejoice. It's the only way. And if I let the wicked bear rule in my life, then it's going to be a total day of mourning. I thought of the scriptures as a study on this. I think it's 118th Psalm. "This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." There was a day that got birthed into my life the day I got born again. And that's the day the Lord hath made. He didn't say these are the days the Lord hath made. I got born into one day. that'll never end in my life. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God's got authority over my soul, Tommy Dale. The righteous one has authority over my soul. There was a day that the wicked bared rule over my soul, and I was in total mourning all the time, worried about my lost condition. But the day I got saved, I've got a day that I can rejoice in.
David said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. It don't matter what comes our way, church. We've got a day of rejoicing if you're a born-again child of God. And if you've never been saved, then the wicked is bearing rule in your life for all eternity. But I'm glad the Lord made a place of repentance. Not only for the saved people, but most of all for the lost. There can be a day of repentance. God can save a soul. And He can have authority in your life. That's all the Lord gives you. That might be really short. It might have been a little long for some. I don't know, but that's what God gave me. I want us to think on those things. And is the righteous got authority in your life? Are you able to rejoice? Or does the wicked bear rule? And are you in a constant mourning? I love you. I appreciate you. That's what the Lord laid on my heart.